guys, how are you? Are you doing today? Oh, it's so good to have you at Glam with Grace podcast. This is Jumi, and I am so excited to have you today. I am so excited about today's podcast. I know I say that all the time, but today it's actually a very interesting topic because I don't really talk that much about business, but today I wanted to address something that I know is a pain point for a lot of mompreneurs or entrepreneurs, period. So today I'm going to be talking about how to grow your business page on Instagram. I have, had so many entrepreneurs like reach out to me and just ask me questions on Instagram and how to grow your Instagram, especially if you have a business or a side hustle, okay? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Today is all business, okay? So I need you to get ready, to get comfy if you're driving. I normally listen to podcasts while I'm driving out or working out. Or you're working out, I hope that, you know, one or two things that I shared today would help you if you are struggling to grow your Instagram business page or if you're just struggling to make sales on Instagram. And I'll just play the introduction very quickly and I'll be back. All right, I'll see you in a bit. Hi guys, how are you? And welcome to my new season. Yay! This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glam with grace. Welcome to my podcast. Hi again, guys, and welcome to Glammed with Grace podcast. Yay! So excited to have you today. I hope all is well with you, and I hope all is well with you and your family, and all is well. Yes, I've said that three times. But thank you again for joining in. And today, it might be a quick one because I honestly, I don't really feel like a whole podcast episode can address Instagram because I have been there, okay? You guys know, for those that know me, you know that you probably know this or you probably actually don't, but I grew my brand on Instagram and I'm going to be very honest with you. I started Glammed Naturally Oil on Instagram. So today's topic is how to grow your business on Instagram. Okay, there is a whole lot of patience that comes with this and consistency. I don't think I can say this any better, right? Consistency and patience is key. Anything you're building in life, anything you're doing, if you're not consistent, you start and you give up, it's not going to yield your result. It's not going to get you anywhere. So the number one thing I want to tell you is if you have a business or a side hustle and you want to grow it on Instagram, especially on social media. I am still trying to figure out TikTok, but Instagram, I can tell you everything most of what I know or what I've learned in the past 5 years from Instagram on Instagram. But one of the things I'll tell you is to be patient and consistent and be creative. I'll say that again. The first thing you need when you're growing your Instagram page or your Instagram page for your business, okay, is to be patient, is to be consistent, and is to be creative. And those three, they go together, okay? If you don't have any of this, then you will be very frustrated, especially with the algorithm. And every time, I feel like the algorithm is just always changing, right? And it's just so hard to catch up with Instagram. So I started Glammed Naturally is a blog that I started on Instagram in 2014, and I would just post natural hair. I would repost people's natural hair because I just fell in love with the natural hair community and just natural hair period. And I became natural in 2012. So yeah, that just encouraged me, and I would just post, and I started seeing people loving my post and following on Instagram. That was literally how I started blogging on Instagram. And when I decided to launch my brand, Glam Naturally Oil, I already had a huge following, but I didn't, it's funny, I actually didn't use that page. I had to create a brand new page because I wanted it to be separated, right? Because I was already blogging as Glam Naturally. I wanted the business page to be separated. So I created a new business page in 2016 for Glam Naturally Oil. But I leveraged the blog Glam Naturally to help my business page, but it really didn't go much as far as I would have wanted it to go. But I was able to grow Glam Naturally Oil even better than I grew the blog page, if that makes sense. So both pages have huge followings. Well, I wouldn't say huge, but a decent amount of following. So what I said first, again, is consistency, patience, and creativity is what you need to grow your Instagram page. It is very possible. Honestly, my personal Dreamy Grow page, I'm not really focusing too much on growing. I'm more focused on growing Glam Naturally Oil. So I put more of my creativity and energy into that, and I see better results, right? Because sometimes it's hard to do too many things at once. If you're doing too many things at once, it's hard for you to focus on grow things properly. So yeah, it is possible for you to grow your Instagram page if you, number one, have the patience and you're very consistent. I mean, there's so many other apps that can help you with the consistency, but you still have to have the creativity to come with it. So so I grew my Instagram page. I think right now we are at 62 followers. But the reason why I'm having this podcast today is because I literally, and I'm being very honest with you, almost gave up on Instagram. And I'll tell you, especially last year, it was a tough, and I'm sure some business owners would have probably gone through the same thing. It was a tough year to grow Instagram period, especially for people that have had it longer, like myself. And sometimes the algorithm acts like, I don't even understand. I don't understand the Instagram algorithm. I almost gave up on the Instagram algorithm. I had to put in my prayers that Jesus, we got to talk to the algorithm. Okay. But this year has been different. But one thing that I noticed, though, that affected our growth on Instagram and the algorithm and all that is I have employees from various parts of the world. And sometimes when they log on to my Instagram page, yeah, Instagram algorithm picks up their location. Yep. And it starts confusing my entire algorithm on Instagram. So that really affected us last year. So if you have following of like maybe less than 1,000 and you're trying to get it maybe over 1,000 or get it higher than that, I highly recommend for you to not give up on hashtags. I think I posted something on my Instagram story recently where and by the way, I'm in charge. Yep. I don't trust anybody with the business Instagram page because we actually suffered a loss of one of our pages. Oh, that's another story for another day. So because of that, I do not allow any of my employees to be in charge of my business page anymore because, I can't, you can't afford something that you've used, like spent years to build. You can't afford to lose it based on carelessness. So I'm in charge of a lot of the things that you see on Glam Naturally or the posting, the creativity, mostly, yeah. I mean, I have graphic designers, but I'm in charge of when to post and all of that. So you have to choose your battles. So yeah, so I think I'm digressing. I need to be able to stay on focus for this one. So if you have less than 1,000 following on Instagram, it is very easy for you to get it to that next level. Of course, posting content, and this is one thing because I had to test different content this year when I noticed that last year we were shadow banned, like I would say maybe 2 or 3 times. What is the meaning of shadow banning? Instagram will shadow ban you sometimes. If you use some hashtags that are, I don't even know what to call it, corrupted, whatever it is. Anyways, they will stop showing your content to your following. So you might even have millions of followers and you're posting stuff, but they can't see it because Instagram has shadow banned you. So it's very important for you to post. I know it's like, it feels like it's so much work. Instagram is so complicated. It never used to be that complicated, but you can do this. You can, honestly, you can. So I recently posted on my story how we posted some of our reviews. I post them and I use hashtags that are related to my niche, and we get more views from those hashtags. But I'll tell you something, we didn't get that many views, like people seeing it organically from the Explorer or from home or from hashtag, until I started doing something differently. And this is when I'm going to talk about Instagram and Facebook marketing. Okay, so I now, after what I've been through with marketing companies, story for another day, podcast for another day, I have decided to run all my ads. So all of the ads, if you've ever come across Glam Naturally, most of the ads that you see is run by me. I had to teach myself. I took some classes as well, but the other things that I had to learn from experience. And Raheem, my beloved Raheem, taught me so much, you know, before he passed on. So I was able to gather all of those experiences and skills to just run my own ads. I would recommend for you, if you're trying to grow your Instagram page, you can run, don't spend too much money, of course. I would not advise for you to spend ridiculous amount of money to try to grow your Instagram page. It doesn't even make sense. No, it would organically happen once you're posting nice content that people can resonate with, yeah? So what I did was, when I noticed that our audience were, you know, engaging with certain type of content that we were posting, I would go on my ads manager. Okay, I know I'm saying ads manager, okay? You don't try not to use the boost. You know how Instagram will recommend for you to boost? They say boost, right? Boost a post. Don't do that. Mm-mm. Because you can't really track what's going on when you're boosting. But if you go inside your ads manager, you can actually go inside your ads manager, find the post that you think is doing very well, and you can run a brand campaign or a brand awareness campaign, for example, or a traffic campaign. I would just go on my Instagram page from my ads manager. And I see that, okay, people are actually resonating and engaging with this type of content. I will now put maybe $5 a day. It honestly doesn't cost that much, or maybe even $3 a day, because it costs like 20 cents per engagement, right? 20 cents per engagement. So it makes sense for me to, like, you know, put $3 a day towards this hat, because I know that it's, even if it might not make that sale, but eventually when people see it again and again and again, because I am boosting, they are aware of my brand, they can see my brand again on Google or another platform that I'm promoting it, but because they've seen it on Instagram and Facebook, they are aware that, okay, I know of this brand, okay, now I can maybe sometimes take them a month or two to make a purchase. So a lot of the things you do in business doesn't necessarily have to bring you the sale right away. It's like a relationship, you know. It's like a relationship when you're dating someone, or you just found someone that you're about to date. You know, it takes time to get to know them, right? You go on the dates together to get to know each other better. That's the same thing when it comes to a product. Your product might be offering a value to your customer, but sometimes they don't make that purchase until they really see the need for it, right? Is he like talking to their pain point? Do they see a benefit in the products that you're offering to them? And they might see a benefit today. That doesn't mean they're going to make a purchase, right? It's a relationship. So when you put like maybe $3 a day, now Instagram algorithm is starting to know, because, okay, the more people engage, it's now going to start gathering more of those kind of people. Because when I boost my post from my ads manager, yeah, as a brand awareness campaign. When I'm doing that, I'm collecting all the data. So now I'm like, okay, the kind of people that are engaging with this, can I now retarget lookalike audiences? So I do that as a brand awareness, because it's like so inexpensive. It really is inexpensive. So when you're doing that, when you start posting things on, because Instagram, one thing I used to do in the past, how I grew my page, I used to pay heck pages. I will pay them maybe like, I'll say sometimes $200 for maybe 5 posts. Sometimes it doesn't, I don't see the difference. I don't really see, how will I put it? Like when I pay them, I don't really see my page growing as much. Before it used to, but when the algorithm got better, especially from the FIOS 14 update, it just messed up everything. So I decided to stop paying any ad pages and start giving that money to Instagram, because that's what Instagram wants. They want you to give that money to them and not to those other pages. Because when I noticed last year when I was doing that, it was just making it worse for me. So I'm like, I have to do something differently, right? So when I stopped doing that and I start giving that $3 a day, which is actually cost effective and better, because it's their platform, right? Cost effective, like $3, $5 a day for a brand awareness campaign is cheaper, because it costs like maybe 40 cents or 20 cents by engagement, but people are getting to know more of you. And as as the algorithm, the machine learns of your company, it would start bringing in more and more of this kind of people to like it. And then what I do, I know, I feel like now I'm talking about, this now feels like a marketing podcast, okay? Because what I do is, after gathering all the information, you're able to retarget these people with a new content and hopefully build a relationship with them that will finally lead to a sale. So that's one way You can grow your Instagram following. Actually, it's probably one of the best ways, because Instagram would rather you give them that money than give the money to a company in your niche, for example. I think that's what I've personally experienced. So also the kind of content that you are posting. And a lot of times you can use the story to figure out what your audience like. Like, I've done that in the past where I would get, you know, we'll put things together and we'll go, oh, you know, would you like us to post more of this kind of content? People, they would tell you which ones they like. But I don't even do that anymore, because I can just go on my insight, right? Insight on my Facebook or my Instagram page, and I could see what content is doing well or what content they're engaging with better. Okay, so this is the kind of content you like. Okay, I'm going to now start posting related content, because my audience loves and engage better with those kind of content. Giveaways is another thing that I did in the past that worked very well, but after the algorithm, I'm like, what is going on? I stopped doing giveaways because it just didn't make any sense to me to do giveaways anymore. It just wasn't as effective as it. But before, it worked perfect. I was able to, you know, I would say 10 followers, for example, share this post with 5 more people or 10 more people in your circle. The more people shares, the more you get to be entered into the giveaway and you can win, right? That worked brilliantly in 2018 to 2019. 2020, 2021, things started changing with the algorithm that I just didn't do as many giveaways as I would love to anymore, because it just wasn't as effective for me. But, I mean, you know your audience, especially when you have a smaller audience, you might probably be able to get them by giving away something that, you know, you don't mind giving away and you know that will add value to their life. You can do giveaway. That will absolutely help as well in growing your Instagram page. Instagram Life. Okay, Instagram Life is, it's good because it puts a human face to the brand, so it's always good to connect with your audience. So if you want to do Instagram, it's actually good, because now for those that have followed you, they can probably start building a relationship with you, getting to know more about you, right? Because they can see you, they can see who you are. Okay, there is a face behind the brand, and they can trust it more to make that purchase. I honestly do not want you to give up, but a lot of times it's good to be very personable on your page, to be authentic. Be your authentic self. A lot of people fall in love more with that, right? You can easily grow your page by just being authentic. The Reels is amazing now. Reels is another way you can just make short videos, maybe of you making your content, creating your products, and just, you know, putting it in a fun way. I can't keep up. I feel like TikTok and Reels, they're competing with each other. I've tried TikTok personally. I just can't. It's too many. I can't. It's too many. Too many social platforms. But just find what works for you. Instagram works for me. I have been able to, you know, go through so many challenges with Instagram, and I've been able to overcome it. I feel like I'm learning every day to grow my Instagram page, and I don't trust nobody to do it for me anymore, because when I try to trust people, they do a horrible job. So now I'm just letting God lead me as well. I really feel like it's a lot of, because I prayed, oh gosh, you don't want to know how much prayers I prayed for God to just keep giving me the spirit of creativity to stand out, you know, from my competitors, to be different, to bring the right customers to me, to bring the right followers to me. And God honestly does lead. It will lead you in the right path. I will be like, sometimes I'll sit down, God, I'll just get some amazing ideas that I just know that this is such a divine encounter. Like, I didn't just think about that. God just deposited that idea in me, and I would implement it, and I would literally see results right away. Okay, so that's what I always have, so many God moment in my business. So if you're trying to grow your Instagram page, one thing I'll tell you is just be patient, and also learn. You can learn from other pages in your niche. What kind of hashtags are they using? You also want to find your brand language. Every brand has its own language. You want to find your language that would resonate with those that are following you, right? So that's another thing. You can grow your Instagram page that way. But I would definitely say one of the most effective ways for me, because I noticed since I started boosting those posts from my ads manager, and I'm seeing the audiences that are resonated with it, it made a difference, because the algorithm now likes the fact that I'm doing that. So now it's showing a lot of our content organically to those outside of our circle, if that makes sense. Yeah. If you need help with boosting your Instagram post the right way, honestly, I feel like if you find a good market, I'm going to have another podcast talking about marketing companies and the things you need to avoid when choosing one, because there's so many marketing companies out there that are just scamming people. Oh, it makes my blood boil when I just hear about some horrific stories from marketers, right? But honestly, a lot of these things you can do yourself. You really do not need to spend crazy amount of money hiring companies that have no clue what they're doing, okay? Especially with the algorithm. A lot of them can explain. They have no clue what to do with the algorithm either. So, and Instagram, actually, Facebook, they do have, a system where they can, when they see that you're advertising, they put an ads manager to help you grow. So, just make sure you have a Facebook page, you have a business page, and from your business page, you can actually go into your business settings and go into your ads manager at the back end. And that's where you can have access to your front end, your post, and you can boost from inside the ads manager so you can monitor what's going on. Because if you just boost the post, you cannot really track the results. You cannot really monitor what's going on. It's taking me 5 years to get to where I am, but practice makes perfect. One thing I want to tell you, yes, if you are really serious about your business, you could definitely do TikTok. I think TikTok is probably a lot easier, but I don't really use TikTok. So I do use TikTok, but not as much as I use Instagram for my business. So Instagram is the best way for me so far. I know it's frustrating, it's annoying, but do not give up. Post. Don't just post and walk away, okay? Which is what a lot of people do. They'll just post and walk away a week later or 2 days later, come back, post, and engage. Engage with other people. Engage with the people that are in your niche. Go and make comments. You know, engage. I want to see you engaging. If you're not engaging, they're not going to engage your post. Does that make sense? If you're not engaging, Instagram will not engage your post with your audience. So you have to be personable, authentic, and engage. I hope this helped. I will, you know, circle back again to the three things you need is patience. It will take time. Consistency. Don't give up. And creativity, you know, find what makes your brand stand out and your product stand out, and just keep highlighting the benefits, and those that need you will find you, okay? They will find you. I hope this helped. It's not that long, and this is, if you know of any entrepreneurs out there that are struggling on Instagram, because Instagram is quite free. It's a free place to grow, but sometimes for you to get to that next level, you have to put money to it. You have to put some investment, okay? And it's worth it if you're doing it the right way, okay? So you can share this with anybody that you feel like it has a business in your circle that might need a little tip on how to grow their Instagram following, okay? I did almost give up last year with Instagram. I was literally almost done. Like, I am done with you, done and dusted. But, you know, God just gave me more grace, I would say, to come back and get it right, okay? Oh my God, it was so nice hanging out with you. I hope that you've learned a thing or two, right? I need to get my words right, about Instagram and how to grow your Instagram page for business. Okay, thank you so much, and do not forget to subscribe to my podcast, to share, to send this information to any mompreneurs. I know I keep saying mompreneurs because, you know, I'm a mompreneur, and to any entrepreneurs in your circle. And I appreciate you so much for listening today. God bless you. You are loved. Remember that. You are appreciated, and you are enough. You are enough. Have a great day. Bye-bye.